Nynette chirped a comm notification. Then a stern female voice began to speak over the cockpit speaker.
This is Galactic Exploitation Technology Security Team 5-9er, hailing the Millennium Falcon. Acknowledge or prepare to accept incoming fire.
The challenge was answered immediately by Lando Calrissian's smooth voice.
Don't need to worry about us, sweetheart. We're prepared for whatever you bring.
I'm nobody's sweetheart, Calrissian. Least of all yours,
the woman replied.
Power down and prepare for boarding.
I'm afraid we're unable to comply. We happen to be responding to a distress signal. Maybe you heard it?
Of course we heard it,
the woman shot back.
We're the ones who activated it.
You faked a distress call?
Lando asked, feigning outrage.
Don't you know that's a violation of the Galactic Navigation Accords?
So report me,
the woman replied.
Last chance, Calrissian. Power down.
Ben and Tahiri were so close now that the Falcon was visible to the naked eye. A tiny, fork-nosed disc riding a fan of ion efflux past the dusty gray face of a crater-pocked asteroid. The transport's challengers were not yet visible, though Ben could see several long trails of swirling plasma that seemed to be converging on the same asteroid. He pointed the Mitari's nose at a pair of trails to the Falcon's starboard and pushed the throttles forward again.
Sorry, sweetheart,
Lando replied.
But I think you should hear what I have to say before you open fire.
I'm done talking, Calrissian,
the woman said.
And I'm not your sweetheart.
Only because we haven't met yet. And before you make that a permanent impossibility, you might want to consider something.
As Lando spoke, Nynette reported that the Mitari had become the subject of an active sensor probe.
I doubt it,
the woman said.
Don't be so sure,
Lando said.
You do know that your boss kidnapped Han Solo, right? That's bound to make a whole bunch of Jedi, really.
Calrissian stalling!
A Mandalorian voice interrupted.
It's a trap!
A flurry of cannon bolts erupted ahead and came streaming back toward the Mitari. Ben put them into an evasive roll and continued to close with the targets. But the Mandalorian gunners were good, and cannon strikes began to blossom against the forward shields in rapid succession. Nynette tweedled, and Ben glanced down to see a message scrolling across the display.
Forward shield generators already 20% over specified capacity. Mitaris are not designed to take heavy fire.
Tell me something I don't know,
Ben muttered. Now that the Besaliks had opened fire, Nynette had designated them Bess 1 and Bess 2 on the tactical display. The information wasn't much help. Their stealth quality still made it impossible to achieve target lock on them, and the constant stream of bolts coming from their cannons was a pretty good indication of their location. Ben opened himself to the Force, and the Mitari whirled into an erratic, unpredictable spiral as his hands swung the yoke to and fro. The cannon bolts continued to stream toward them, but the number that flowered against their shields quickly dwindled by half.